I think there's probably multiple reasons. At the start, when these things first started invading our skies in large numbers, we were scared. It was right after World War II, and we didn't know what they were, and they didn't want to panic the public, and that was probably a good call. Over time, I think the lying sort of became institutionalized, you know. Flights over Washington, D.C. in 1952, they're seen, they're captured on radar, jets are chased after these objects, and then we get an explanation it was a temperature inversion. And those kind of lies have been told for a long time. What was told to me by an investigator from Congress, a guy named Richard D'Amato, who was sent after this story by Robert Byrd and Harry Reid, he came out to Nevada, tried to get into Area 51, did get in there, looked around, talked to people, trying to get to the bottom of it. He believed that this program, reverse engineering, et cetera, was inside, had been moved inside these corporations. And he said, when this comes out, people are going to go to prison. And he meant people who were basically misusing legitimate national security funds, tens of billions of dollars, in order to keep this cover-up going. I also believe there's a legitimate reason for the cover-up in that there is undeniable connection of national security involved in this technology. If we are racing for it, to master that technology against the Russians and the Chinese, which is what I have been told by Senator Reid and many others, then it is a race that's critical to our survival. There could be a form of disclosure, I think. Yes, it's real. It's from somewhere else, without revealing all the details that would allow someone else to have an advantage in the race for this technology.